Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. That's code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Some sports and Big Jim's House of Sports Report brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook app. Pistons were getting ready. They were heading for the floor in Denver last night, and they got stopped. Literally minutes before the game was underway, they stopped them. They had a positive slash inconclusive test. One of the players.
Yes.
So the game was canceled. But they're traveling, and they're heading to Salt Lake for the game tonight with the Jazz. And we don't know, so they're going to, they'll keep retesting them and stuff. So we don't know what it is. But, yeah, better safe than sorry. I was just watching the 2020 thing on ESPN for the year in sports.
Oh, yeah.
With Rudy Gobert.
Right.
That whole thing when the announcer.
Doesn't that seem like so long ago?
And the announcer in Oklahoma City, when he's like, or was it, where were they when they were playing and they had to call it last minute? Ladies and gentlemen, the game has been called. Due to unforeseen circumstances.
Just can't get out of that voice.
No, drive safely. And cover your mouth and stay away from everyone. Don't look directly at anyone. He was, man. You'll see the video. The guy's like, we got to call this game. There's some sort of virus going around. We got to get out of this arena. You guys, this is scary. 6 feet.
Okay. 6 feet.
6 feet away. There's a drive. Okay, now I'm turning.
No, yeah, Harry Carey.
I turned to Harry Carey. Hey, stay away from everybody. 6 feet. I love to see English PSAs. Super Bowl, nothing really going on. Tom Brady saying how great Patrick Mahomes is. Patrick Mahomes saying how great Tom Brady is.
It's just everybody saying, Tom Brady saying how good Bill Belichick is.
Right. There's no media week, so they're just kind of like doing interviews remotely, Gronk. And they're just being as Gronk's
struggling through a message to give free tickets to a fan. I love him, but boy, concussions and stuff are hurting him.
Are we sure it's just CBD that he's selling? Are we sure?
Hey, man.
Are we sure? You got tickets. Hold on, my announcer friend. Hey, you've got tickets.
I've never heard anybody split up the word pandemic into three syllables like he did.
Gronk, man. We love Gronk. We're partying with him 6 feet away. Finally, LeBron James had an interesting run-in with a fan in Atlanta last night. Fans, plural. They got fans there, man.
Yeah.
They're courtside. Now, do we have this posted?
Yes. Yeah. Keyword is keyword house. It'll take you right to the front of the page.
Keyword right house. You'll see it right there. So LeBron is watching the video a little bit. LeBron gets into it with this guy and his wife.
Yeah. So there's only a few people, and most of them are all sitting courtside. And LeBron gets into it. I think this guy was kind of talking trash to LeBron.
Kinda.
Yeah.
He was definitely talking some shiitake mushrooms.
So LeBron turned to him and started saying stuff back to him, because obviously you can hear everything. There's nobody in there. And then the guy's wife jumped in, and that's when everything broke loose.
They got walked. She wasn't happy.
I just got kicked out of the game for talking to LeBron James. For talking to my husband. Listen, let me tell you, LeBron James looked at my husband during the game and cussed him out, and I stood up and I go, don't talk to my husband. Talk to my husband one more time and I will f*** you up.
Oh. So you threaten the most powerful player in the NBA with physical violence, and you're wondering why you got thrown out of the game.
Yeah.
LeBron James, I will shoot you. Why am I getting kicked out? What did I say?
My God, man.
Now, LeBron did say after the game, again, keyword house, he did say he didn't want him kicked out. I think he was having fun, just jaw-jacking with him.
I honestly think him and the guy, it started out as a, like,
back and forth.
Back and forth, and then it got into just kind of ripping into each other like, you know, guys do. And he even said, you know, it was two grown men have, you know, getting into it a little bit. It was, you know, it is what it was.
The video's great, though. Keyword house, 248-398-927, and we'll send it to you. I told you one time I was at a minor league baseball game. There was, like, nobody there. It was, like, a Tuesday night. And I yelled out at the ump, like, you got a zipper on the front of those pants?
Oh,
and
there you go.
He turned around like, you, fat guy in a hat, you're gone.
You got to be careful with that stuff. The athlete's hearing you, man. God, you got thrown out.
I did. I got thrown out of a minor league game. We're not proud of it, but, yeah, I got walked.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
You can't do that, Jim.
Thanks. Yeah. I didn't know that at the time that you
saw someone's masculinity. Jack Nicklaus beat my grandpa up at a Dearborn tournament when they played the Players' Championship when he was here.
Yeah.
He was in the sand, and we were real close to him, and he duffed a shot. My grandpa turns to me and goes, I could have done that. Jack Nicklaus turned around and go, you want to try?
See, now that would have been great. That's a great. That's a great story. As
you
it
want
is.
To try, man?
Yeah, that's a great on. Story as it is. But if you get your ass beat by the Golden Bear, that's magical.
Big Jim's house.
Big Jim, Ryan, Angie, as well. Reeling in the Year is coming up at 6:45. Three clips from 1 year. All you got to do is tell this year, and you're going to win a very cool prize, a cool game too. I love these Spin Master games.
Yeah.
This is a great prize.
Yep.
Okay. Madonna in the movies. There's a clue.
That's a clue.
Does that work? She was in a lot of movies.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's a clue.
Not a good clue. Wow.
I'm just kidding.
No, too late now. Can't even look at you. Okay. So we were talking about this guy, David Cullinton. How about him mess his name up? He lives in Livonia, or he works in Livonia at Bush's, right?
Yeah, the Bush's Fresh Market there.
Is anyone listening ever done anything on the PA? I've seen Walmart. It's been like a thing now where people get on the Walmart PA and
right.
make different farting noises or they do different things. But this guy is actually doing scenes on the PA Bush's, and they're magical. And then he films himself and TikToks it.
Yeah, he's getting pretty big on TikTok, too.
Is he really?
He's got a lot of these. Yeah, he's got a lot of them.
Oh, I didn't know he did more than one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Angie got them all up, a bunch of them up there from his TikTok. He goes through. There's a list of what he's done, too, on there, so you can see.
I used to just, like, the only thing I ever did with, like, microphone-type thing working, when I would work the drive-thru at McDonald's, which wasn't often, but when I did, I'd always boss jock it. Welcome to McDonald's. How can we take your order?
Oh, my God.
I did.
Am I at a McDonald's? Where am I?
Somebody wants a quarter pound of cheese. Yeah. 248-398-9279. Such a weird memory. 248-398-WCSX. If you want to see all these, the keyword is...
P-A.
P-A.
Just type those
so
together,
we have key,
yes.
Key letters.
Key letters. P-A. There we go.
Check them out, though.
It is now 8:30 p.m. and it is time for the store to close in half an hour. The world is often unkind to closing cashiers. Closing cashiers need friends, so please visit us to make your final purchases. In the past, we have made no secret of our appreciation for your shopping here, but I realize only now do I truly understand what that means. It is difficult to imagine a grocery store quite like ours, which is, in this cashier's opinion, nothing less than the freshest market in all of Europe. We hope you return to Bush's soon. Hungry for more.
Now, he's got music and everything.
Oh, yeah.
That's magical. All right, key letters, P-A, right?
Yep.
Now I got to go watch the rest of these. What other ones did he do?
He's done the monologue from Vincent Price in Michael Jackson's Thriller music video.
Really?
Yeah. He's
really?
Done The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe.
Well, by the way, that one was, I can't remember the name of the food critic in Ratatouille.
Oh, gosh,
that's
yeah.
who he was doing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's done a bunch. But, yeah, Angie did a good job and threw a bunch up there so you can see them.
Okay. Text us, P-A. Just those two little letters crunched together, P-A. We'll send them to you. By the way, real quick callback, nothing from nothing, but just reminded me of something. The last skit on SNL, if you guys don't know about this, when you watch Saturday Night Live, the last skit is the one the writers really want to do, but they kind of go, Yeah, it's the one that's more of a lot of inside jokes.
Yeah, and if we got time.
Yeah, and it's generally the weirdest thing of the whole episode. Well, this one was John Krasinski in bed, and he's wearing one of those stovepipe hats, like Abe Lincoln.
Okay.
And he's in bed, and they've just had relations. She's like, "You're amazing." He goes, "Well, I got to be honest. I have to tell you something. It really wasn't me." And he takes up the hat, and it's Ratatouille on top of his head.
What?
And then they go to the Ratatouille, and Ratatouille goes, "I learned how to cook, and then I was an amazing cook. And then I found a copy of Hustler, so I've learned all these other things now." And they're like, "Oh, my God, you've ruined this." It's so weird, man. If you get a chance, watch it. But, yeah, I don't know if we should post that on the website or not. I'm not even sure I should tell that story. Anyway, if you want to see this guy, David, that's so cool.
Yeah, he's got a bunch up there, see?
All right.
Good TikTok.
248-398-9279. Same number you used to call, you text.
Big Jim's house.
I could have been hit by a porch pirate in Detroit. You're like, cool, why are you guys talking about this? It happens all the time. No, not like this. The key word is...
porch.
Her name's India Gardner. Seems like an incredibly nice lady.
Yeah.
She builds Ram trucks. I assume she works at Jefferson. She comes home and there was a porch pirate. Someone stole her porch.
Her
in
whole
Detroit.
Porch.
Her porch.
Like a five stair step porch.
Yes, the porch is gone. They took her porch. Here she is talking about it. Again, now you understand why we're saying keyword porch.
This is for y'all who thought that my porch didn't get sold. My porch is gone. I just sold my porch.
I was very in shock. Never experienced anything like this ever. Detroit does have funny stuff happen, but this was just cruel. I don't know why somebody stole my porch. I think the next porch I get, I'm going to chain it or something. I'm not really sure. I have the slightest idea. This is just crazy.
They took her porch. It's gone.
So many questions. How do you just take the whole porch off the house? And what are you doing with the porch?
That's it. You stand on the street corner. Hey, yeah. Buddy. Need a porch? Come on over. Come on, I got a porch. What do you put it on Facebook Marketplace? Porch?
Oh my God, you have porch for sale.
Porch, Craigslist? Yeah, that's a good point, though. What's the...
Or they needed it for themselves, so they just, you know, forget buying one or building one. Let's go out and just take one.
Well, maybe they started off small, and then they decided to step up to a porch. That's not it.
So ridiculous.
No. I don't know. Yeah.
Poor keyword lady, porch. Though.
Yeah. I tell you, man, something shady's going on there. That's it. Seriously, though, who's selling a porch and who's buying one? Man, I've been looking for a porch on the black market.
Yeah. It had to be like they just needed it for their own house, right?
It's five steps. It's not a huge porch.
Oh, or they're doing backyard wrestling because that's like the perfect height to step up to the ring for. So they need an entrance.
I think you know more about this than you're letting on there, Logan.
Yeah.
Oh, is there some Livonia porch ring that's going on?
That's what I do in my nighttime on weekends.
Just kind of figured.
Run around and steal porches and throw it in our Ford Fiesta.
Keyword porch. Now that I know what's going on here. This is like distraction. You're like, hey, everybody, look at the porch stealer in Detroit, so you won't focus on me.
Oh, remind me, I need to talk to you about porches after the show. It was a long one.
I don't. No. I don't.
Big Jim's House.
Welcome into Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Ryan Logan, Angie on the house phones. And that number is 248-398-9279. I mentioned that because we need your help. Here's a question. If they made a scented candle that smelled like your hometown, what would that smell like? If they made a scented candle that smelled like your hometown, what would that smell like? 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. So many comments on our Facebook page.
I know,
already.
I got 12 pages in front of me of them.
Steve, I want to know where Steve lives. Cigarettes, Doritos, and feet. That's the problem. We don't know the towns for these on Facebook, so it's making us crazy because we're trying to figure out. 248-398-9279. If they made a scented candle that smelled like your hometown, what would that smell like? Linda said, at the moment, weed.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's another one from Steve. Another Steve here. Cigarettes, Doritos, and feet.
I just said that one. Like
that's the
10
one you
seconds
read?
Ago.
Oh, I thought you read this other.
God,
one.
He doesn't
I'm
listen
sorry.
To me. I know how Heidi feels.
This is the other mic.
Wow.
Gunpowder and pizza.
Thank
that's
you.
That's a good one.
Wow.
Sorry.
Doesn't even
too many of these.
I know.
It sounded
okay.
Familiar.
Annette, Boone's Farm strawberry wine and cigars. Where do you live, Annette? Where do you seriously? Richard, dogs, crown, and food.
Okay. There are a lot of weed ones on here.
248-398-9279. Steve said cigarettes, Doritos, and feet.
I got one from Steve here.
He didn't even catch that reference.
Yes, I did.
Wow, man. I didn't even know you this morning. If they made a scented candle that smelled like your hometown, what would that smell like? 248-398-9279. You got one there, Ryan?
Yeah. From Patrick. Sadness, fear, and poop.
Nice edit, by the way. Yeah. Where does he live?
South Warren, he said.
Oh, what's wrong with that? Sadness,
sadness
and Warren?
Sadness and fear. What the?
248-398-9279. Oh. If they made a scented candle that smelled like your hometown, what would that smell like? I got one for you here from Steve. Cigarettes, Doritos, and feet.
Oh, man, that's my bad. I knew it looked familiar when I was looking at it.
DraftKings is live with mobile sports betting, and for a limited time, they're offering all players a chance to double their money if the Pistons hit just one three-pointer. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code CSX. That's code CSX. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline, 800-270-7117, 21+, Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions, subject to regulatory licensing requirements.
If they made a scented candle that smelled like your hometown, what would that smell like?
It's a number for the house phone. You can call or text. Lots of text messages coming in on this one, Ryan. What do you got?
Yeah, we got one that says fish, cigarettes, and drugs. It's from 248. I don't know what city that is.
That sounds like a Chili Peppers album. <That's>,
yeah. And okay. Then Doug said, ass, weed, and car exhaust.
You got that off the mud flap of a truck. Come on, man. And we don't know where that one is either.
No.
Okay, that's the only problem this whole thing is. Half of these we don't know what city, so we're trying to figure out where they're from. Like Mike on Facebook said, gunpowder and pizza. Again, it's another Chili Peppers album. Dennis, now I know this one. Dennis sent in rotten eggs. Mount Clemens, the mineral water capital. Ooh. It doesn't smell like rotten eggs in the Clem.
I've never gotten that hint.
Does it? 248. No, 248-398-9279.
The wind was blowing the right direction.
Is that
so
what it
didn't
is?
Pick it up. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. 248-398-9279. Mike, go ahead, man. Good morning.
Fish flies.
Okay, and where do you live? Look, wait a minute. So we're thinking Harrison, right?
Well, it's from Harrison, yeah. Out of the lake, fish flies.
Do fish flies have a smell? I guess so.
What, after they've been laying under the streetlight and they've been run over by 1,000 cars, they smell like hell.
All right, now we know. Thank you, Mike.
Yes, yes.
Later. Let's go to Trudy. Trudy, don't say what city you're from, but tell us what that smell is.
Sure. We were discussing it, and we've come up with new car smell.
Okay.
Cherries. And burners.
Burners. Now,
yeah.
Okay, now, tell everybody, where do you live?
I live in Warren.
Okay, Warren, makes sense. That's
yeah.
Nice, well
okay.
Done. Good one there, Trudy. Okay. The cherries and burners. Wow, that's actually a very nice smell. It's better than the one that
Wouldn't
we
that
had.
Smell good?
Yeah, we've had a lot of poop ones so far. So,
yeah.
All right. Trudy, have a great day. Appreciate you listening, too.
Yeah, thanks. I love you guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
One more. Heather in Detroit. All right.
Good morning.
Good morning. If they made a scented candle that smelled like your hometown, what would that smell like?
Okay, so we're the Motor City. How about some motor oil? We used to have Wonder Bread. The nice, fresh smell of Wonder Bread and better-made potato chips.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So bread, potato chips, and motor oil. Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. That's
great combo.
That's halfway to a cologne. Yeah, man. Heather, have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right. 248-398-9279.
Big Jim's house. Big Jim's house.
If you go to our Facebook page, there are well over 100 comments.
Yeah.
We can read about 8 of them. If they made a scented candle that smelled like your hometown, what would that smell like? What would it smell like? 248-398-9279. Same number you used to call our house phone. You can also text us, and we'll definitely want to hear from you. Just a note, somebody put on there a bakery for Waterford. I live in Waterford, and I'm stumped, dude. I cannot come up with a smell for Waterford.
Oh, no?
And I don't know what the bakery is they're talking about.
I'm trying to think, because I spent a lot of time in Waterford playing hockey, but...
Yeah.
I don't... Nothing comes to mind right away.
Yeah. I've always said before, there's a lot of towns like this in Detroit. Like Waterford, we don't have a downtown. I don't even know. And you live in Livonia.
Yeah, there's
what is
no downtown.
Downtown Livonia?
Would Waterford smell like plane fuel?
By the airport?
Yeah.
Maybe. That's it could be.
I'm just trying to think of landmarks in Livonia.
That's not bad. So we're working on this. 248-398-9279 is our studio number. Text messages as well.
Yeah, Kelly said sugar beets and fish. She lives in Bay City.
Again, sounds like a Red Hot Chili Peppers album. Yeah.
And Linda from Peck said, pine fresh, baked bread, and lilacs.
See, now we all want to move to Peck.
Yeah.
That sounds magical.
I want some air fresheners like that.
Yeah. They're just showing off, in fact. 248-398-9279. Let's grab Lori in Lake Orion. Hi, Lori.
Morning.
So you got one for us?
I sure do. A dirt road after a rain, a light cedar swamp, the cedar smell, and lilacs again.
Wow. That's Lake Orion?
No, that's Onaway.
Okay, I was going to say, Lake Orion's just people getting hammered and stumbling out of that Mexican restaurant at the Sagebrush.
Yeah, no, that would be suntan lotion around Lake Orion.
See, there you go.
In the summer.
Okay, so now what town were you describing? What area?
Onaway. It's just south of the Mackinac Bridge.
Okay. She's showing off.
Man. Yeah.
That's like,
that's good smells, though.
All right, Lori. All right. Have a good morning, Lori.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye. You and I are in here going like, there's a burger stand up the thing. She's like, lilacs and freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got
rich mahogany.
There it is. Panther blood or Jim, something, man.
Hey, really quick. Jim came in with the question to your Waterford bakery.
Yeah.
He said he thinks it's Pete's Bakery.
Yeah, off Dixie Highway. Okay, all right. I'm down that one.
Big Jim's House.
248-398-9279. Our Facebook page, Big Jim's House on WCSX. Well over 100 comments and going and going and going. You're trying to sort out the... Are you keeping a handle on the text messages?
Yeah. We're going through them here.
What do you got?
So this one, I think this guy's nailed it with Livonia. Long John's Muffins and Bumpy Cake from... I'm going to screw this up. Ari's Bakery in Livonia, they have their factory there in a retail center and stuff.
So you get that scent of the bakery?
Yeah. It's like Farmington and Plymouth Road right there.
Okay.
They got a big old factory.
Well, that's a good smell. That's nice. Waterford, I got nothing. Somebody said a bakery. I think it's Pete's Bakery on Dixie. I'm not sure. No idea. We got someone from Waterford here. So is that right with the bakery thing? What's the smell there?
I do. No, I don't smell a bakery in Waterford, but because of all the water, I smell water.
Yep.
Water has a smell.
Yep.
And it's kind of swampy, wet, dead fish sometimes.
So water and dead
around
fish.
Around the lake.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, around the lake. Yep. I live on a pond, so sometimes in the spring you got the rotting new growth, and it's got kind of a musty, swampy smell.
And my friend Roger Christian lives in Waterford, and he wears high karate, so that would be part of the smell as well.
Yeah, so, yep, there you go.
Thanks, Jamie.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. There she goes. Kathy in Shelby Township. Go ahead, Kathy.
Yeah, I say it's garlic, spaghetti sauce, and pasta, because Shelby Township is Little Italy of Michigan.
Well, there you go.
That's
okay,
a good
so
one,
that
yeah.
one. Okay, so what was it? Garlic? Oh, that'd be a good candle too.
Yeah, make you hungry all the time.
Dude, we are hungry. You know us. All we do is talk about food. That's why we go out and eat at restaurants every week. So, all right, Kathy, you having a good day?
Hey, yeah, just pulled into work. I guess, yeah.
All right. Well, make it a good day. We appreciate you listening.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
There she goes. 248-398-9279. I like the one that said alcohol, racing fuel exhaust, and fertilizer. Yeah. Don't know where that is, though. Have you sorted out any
another one from downriver now. I like this one. Campfires, grilled food, and beer.
There's nothing wrong there.
No.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Big Jim's House.
Big Jim is Ryan Logan, Angie as well. Yeah. It is Groundhog Day. So what happened? Here we go.
It's Groundhog Day.
You think it's going to be an early spring?
Let's find out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Punxsutawney Phil. My shadow I see. It's six more weeks of winter. It must be.
Whatever.
Boo!
Oh, stupid rat. Okay. It's not the groundhog's fault.
Yeah, it is. It's all Phil's fault.
if that gets you triggered after the last 13 months, okay, whatever, however long it's been, years, whatever. Okay, so six more weeks of winter, which is changes something because now you just asked an interesting question and you didn't Google it yet, right?
No.
Did you Google the question you popped at me?
No.
You should Google it because I'm curious about this. Ryan looks up and goes, has anyone tried to kill Punxsutawney Phil? I'm like, has anyone snapped and put out a hit on the groundhog?
I mean, like, try to kidnap him or...
You would think after all these years, somebody put a hit at him. Somebody was going to take him. Did you find anything? 248-398-9279.
Oh, well, obviously there's been different ones, like many Punxsutawney Phils.
Yeah.
And this, just a quick Google search says that the one of the original ones was killed by Mayor Bill de Blasio from New York because he closed the place that he was living, and it killed him. So...
Stop
the title
it. That's
is
not true.
Okay. Bill de Blasio has blood on his hands after famous groundhog death.
Okay. Well, that's one. Is that the Onion you're reading? What is that?
Oh, here, yeah. Punxsutawney Phil has received death threats after after calling went 6 more weeks of winter.
Okay. The shadow protection program or something? All right, Ryan, you've been telling me about the story, and I've been just thinking about it nonstop. It's the damnedest thing. And it happened here in Detroit, and I think this is going to become national news today.
Yeah, it started to a little bit. It was peaking out there last night, but it'll definitely.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's gonna pop, yeah. This young lady, and she's just a nice lady. She works for Chrysler. She's building trucks at Jefferson. She comes home during the weekend, and there was porch pirates. And you're like, porch pirates? So what? Happens all the time. No. They stole her porch. They actually took her porch. If you want to see the video of this, we have video and photos as well. 248-398-9279. Text us the keyword is.
Porch.
Porch. Here she is talking about it.
This is for y'all who thought that my porch didn't get sold. My porch is gone. But I didn't sell my porch.
I was very in shock. Never experienced anything like this ever. Detroit does have funny stuff happen, but this was just cruel. I don't know why somebody stole my porch. I think the next porch I get, I'm going to chain it or something. I'm not really sure. I have the slightest idea. This is just crazy.
How'd you get... Someone didn't notice? Okay. You stole her porch.
Yeah.
Even keyword porch.
I have a new theory on this.
Have another porch theory? Okay.
I mean, maybe the guys who stole it, obviously they're criminal. You know, you're not the smartest guy if you're going around trying to steal stuff like that. But maybe they went, hey, let's become porch pirates, but didn't realize that meant just taking the packages.
So that makes sense.
They actually thought you had to take the porch.
Mike, I don't think we had to do. Are you sure? It said porch pirates, so we stole them.
Yeah,
we stole a porch.
Why wouldn't they call it package pirates then, huh, Mike?
Because it sounds weird. There's some issues there as well. Yeah, keyword porch. So it's the damnedest thing, stealing a porch. Now we've looked on Facebook Marketplace. There's no porches for sale.
Yeah, nobody's throwing it up yet.
Yeah, nobody. There's no, you know, I don't know. Do we get Help Me Hank on this one? And she didn't she say she almost fell off when she went walking out and then the porch is gone?
Yeah, she almost hurt herself because, I mean, obviously you don't wake up thinking your porch is going to be gone in the morning.
I'm sure you just stood there for a second going, something's missing from my house. What am I missing?
I'd start looking around going, wait, did they move the porch or the house?
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, do you put your foot out and you're like, I think the porch is there. I think it is. Just like Indiana Jones, where I have to take that faith step, you know, and just kind of step off there. I'm pretty sure there's a porch there. It is the most Detroit thing, man. Yeah, someone stole her porch. There's a literal porch pirate on the loose.
Big Jim's house.
I was trying to find a song that's appropriate for this, and we'll figure it out. But the most important part is, Ryan, what did you discover?
I was looking through Heidi's phone the other day. I was trying to find a picture or something. And as I was scrolling, I saw an app. I'm like, what's this one? I've never seen this before. And I clicked on it, and it was an ovulation tracker app.
Really?
Yeah. I tried to get into it to see, like, what was going on, but it's password protected.
So?
I mean, we've talked about it, and... Obviously, you know, we hope we can and all that stuff, but we've talked about it, and this made it really real by seeing that on her phone. Because that means, I mean, you don't just download that one and leave it.
No. So
you're definitely following it.
Do you guys want to start a family now?
I mean, I do. I'm into it.
Well, it takes two last time I checked.
Right,
not
right.
always,
well,
that, but
no,
yeah.
No, and
yeah,
she is too. She is too. Her big thing is no, can't happen in March. She doesn't want to have the baby in December because we have like 37 birthdays in our family in December.
Yeah, Mary was born on Christmas Day. It's not good.
Yeah, you don't want to clog up that month anymore.
Yeah, no.
So, but we've talked about it.
So when's the next window for baby making?
I don't know. I haven't talked to her about that. I don't know how that works. I figured you just can fake if you want. Yeah, all right. I didn't know you got to go by the moon and all this stuff.
You got to see this, folks. He's got his arms crossed. He is so... I asked you like multiple times, are you sure you want to talk about this? So you guys are thinking about making a baby.
Yeah.
Any advice for baby making here?
Oh, geez.
You got to stay out of hot tubs, right? Is that an urban legend or not?
That it kills it?
Yeah, you can't be in hot tubs. You got to stay out of there.
I don't know. I've heard that, though.
Well, when's, like, the next window? Or is there, like, an opportunity? I mean, she won't tell you when the, like...
I mean, she hasn't really said anything about it, and I haven't brought it really up to her. She knows that I saw it, and she knows that I know she has it on there. Because, you know, we talked about it, and I brought it up just to kind of make sure I didn't come home to, you know, a frying pan to the face today
right,
after this.
Okay. So she knows... Any advice for Ryan and Heidi, the young couple here? Just got married November. Already thinking about starting family? You got Valentine's Day coming up too, dude.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, maybe that kind of the romantic moment and everything.
Maybe there is. The other day she threw out a 2-week line.
What do you mean?
She said, what about in 2 weeks?
She just told you the timing then.
Oh,
You got 2 weeks to get ready. 248-398-9279. Is this too soon for them? Some people might say it's too soon. You guys have been married less than a year.
Yeah, I know there's going to definitely be people who say that.
Well, and if she told you 2 weeks, then you have to, like, stop for 2 weeks. You can't do anything for 2 weeks. You have to get ready. Seriously.
What do you got to do, lift weights and stuff?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
248-398-9279. You are so nervous right now, aren't you? I don't know. Is this too soon to have kids?
I mean, why are you asking me? Because
you're the husband, dude.
I don't think so. I mean, we both are in, you know, good positions when it comes to jobs and stuff. So it's, you know, okay. I think we can handle it.
All right. No, whatever.
Looking at getting a new house. Oh,
boy,
man.
You're going for the fences here, man. 248-398-9279. So you got 2 weeks before you get hit that window.
I don't know if that's true. Yeah.
Big Jim's house.
Have fun this morning. We want to hear from you on our house phone, 248-398-9279. So Ryan and Heidi married in November, and now you guys are thinking baby.
Yeah, thinking about it.
Well, you discovered the app on Heidi's phone that shows you when's the optimal time to make a baby, and that would be in 2 weeks.
I mean, I don't know.
So?
That's what she said. I mean, she didn't say, like, it's for sure 2 weeks. She just brought up, like, I don't know. To me, it was like an arbitrary number. I'm like, 2 weeks. What? Okay. We got something going on that?
But she's got the phone locked. Well, yeah, you better have something going on. But so you guys could be starting a family in 2 weeks.
Possibly. Trying to, at least. Yeah,
there you go. So we're working on a playlist for you guys, just as a gift. What music for baby making? 248-398-9279. Doesn't have to have baby in the title. I know somebody texted in Billion Dollar Baby.
Yeah, by Cooper.
That's a good thing. No, you want health and you want money for your and wealth for your kids.
Yeah.
Jim and Hamtramck, go ahead. What do you got for us, man?
Yeah, I do. How about I'm a Sensation by The Who?
I'm a Sensation by The Who?
I think that's what the name of the song is.
Well, get the song right. We don't want to screw the kid up. We got to know the title. So,
I'm sure he won't screw the kid up.
Okay, yeah. All right, we're trying to be PC here.
I believe it is. I'm a Sensation by The Who.
I said Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard, and Ryan doesn't want them to give birth to a stripper.
Yeah.
I think that's typecasting right there. I take offense to that, Jim. All right, buddy, have a good morning.
Okay.
All right, there it goes. 248-398-9279. That's not a bad one. Cashmere. Big build-up, long intro. That's a cool one. No? You're not digging that one? Baby, I Love Your Way by Frampton. That'd be a good one. No, you're not digging into this one?
I'm trying to think of anything. It's got to be a shorter song, though, right?
What are we? LaGrange? What do we have, like 2 minute songs? Yeah, we need a bunch of 2 minute songs.
And Purple Haze, 220.
220. We're done. Well, you know what? What we should do is just get Uncle Buck here, who works at the radio station and is a wedding DJ. We can get him to just come over and DJ the whole thing.
Yeah, he wasn't able to because of COVID with my wedding.
There it is. We've solved this. He'll be there with you. Your mom's filming it, and he'll be DJing the whole thing. Some baby making.
He's already named Uncle Buck.
What's the... Right. Right. It's in his title. Oh, we figured all this out now.
Buck's going to go, what the hell?
This is the creepiest thing we've ever come up with. Yeah. Oh, my God, man. Yeah. All right. So your mom will be there filming. Uncle Buck will be doing the DJing thing.
Oh, man.
What's your first dance? Yeah, again, everything under 2 minutes. Okay. Did you play La Bamba?
Big Jim's house.
So there's a couple of new things up on the garage page. Actually, there's three things up there. One, if you look, there's someone who really went next level using the roof of their car to move stuff. You saw that video,
yeah,
right?
I was looking at it.
Holy crap. They made the Beverly Hillbillies look like amateurs.
Yes.
Yeah. They put everything on top of their Honda Civic. How that car just didn't blow out all four tires, I do not know. You'll see it up there. Keyword, of course, is...
garage.
And then last night, Cadillac unveiled the CT5V and the CT4V, but they're called Black Wings.
Yes.
And these are the big four-door one is 668 horsepower of V8 Fury.
Yeah, seems necessary.
It's cartoonish, man. So we wanted to put that up there. But the jewel, the one that you and I were listening to and watching yesterday, and I'll admit, I don't know the whole story behind this, but I'm sure all our gearhead friends do. The L88 Corvette.
Yeah.
It was limited edition. They only made a couple hundred of them, and one of them's for sale. And we've got the auction listing up there. Again, keyword garage. If you're a Corvette lover, you got to go look at this car. Because our friends who are in the industry and stuff said they don't come up for sale very often.
Right. And what it's at is well worth it.
What was it? 360 yesterday when I looked.
360 was what it was at. Yeah. Yeah.
Keyword
I'm
garage.
Sure it moved even more.
So, 4-speed, big, giant V8 in this thing. Listen. What's it at?
I just looked it at, yeah. Yesterday it went up another 100 grand. It's at 430.
Shut the front door. Are you serious?
And it's got 3 days left in the bid.
Wow. Again,
$430,000. $500,000 for this car.
I might have called Ken Langenfelder to find out what the deal is. I didn't get a chance to talk to him yesterday.
Man.
Okay. All this is up there, man. Keyword garage, 248-398-9279. It's cool looking. It's a cool looking car. L88. Oh, we have to Tim Allen that one.
Big Jim's house.
This is good, man. Buddy's Pizza for grabs today. Gotta get sausage on there in honor of Groundhog Day.
Hey!
Hey-o. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Ready.
We got Annette on line one. Hi, Annette. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
We're good. East side, so you know what to holler out there. Mike, downriver. What's cracking, Mike?
Just working.
All right, make sure you're nice and loud on that phone, man, so we can hear you. And Kevin, you're West Side. What's up, Kevin?
Not much. How's it going?
It's good, man. Okay, so West Side and Downriver are tied.
Yep.
Okay.
And then East Side's just behind them by two.
All right, two out of three wins. Do not answer the question until you're called upon. Make sure you call out your side first. Angie's to our right with the bullhorn. She is the judge. Here we go. Question number one. On this day in 1985, I want to know what love is. Began a 2-week run at number...
Answer.
Annette, what's the answer?
Foreigner.
Foreigner.
Winner, winner, took it down.
Wow, Annette, you have an echo. That's interesting. Yeah. Huh. Okay. East side with one. Actually, two already because there's somebody else in the background. Here we go. Question number two.
Number two. This year for St. Patrick's Day, there's a new limited edition version of this cereal coming out that'll turn your milk green.
Yeah,
Mike, what's the answer?
Lucky Charms.
There it is.
Yes, sir! Thanks.
There you go. Lucky Charms. Because yeah, that's what you need.
Yeah, moldy looking milk. That's a good look.
Question number three. You're still in this, Kevin. Hang in there, okay? Kevin's so quiet. 45 years ago today, what band released their fourth album, Give Me Back My Bullets?
Down River.
Down River.
Mike for the win. Give Me Back My Bullets.
Did everybody get teammates today?
Are we all quiet today? Is this like, is this two for Tuesday? Is that what this is? Wrong station. Okay. Mike, we got to move on. Anyone else? What'd you say?
I can't think of it. I'm sorry.
That's okay. All right. Anyone?
No.
Skinner.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's okay. All right. Okay, so we got Mike and them. Okay, you got your question there, Ryan?
Yep. All right, here we go. Today is Groundhog Day. Punxsutawney Phil will come out of his hole to look for what?
Wes.
Kevin, what's the answer?
For his shadow.
His shadow. Now we have a legit three-way tie. Here we go with your tie-breaking question. What number did Matthew Stafford wear for the Detroit Lions?
Nine.
Kevin, what's the answer? What was
number
it?
Nine.
Number nine.
I didn't know what that was.
That's okay. Annette and Mike, you guys have a great day. Say hi to the other people in the room, too. And
we will.
All right. Bye, Annette. Have a good day.
Big Jim's house.
Here, Big Jim is Ryan Logan on the left here, and he'll be on my right tomorrow. We're going to London Fish and Chips, right? Is that
yes.
it? Did I get the name right?
Yep, London Fish and Chips.
On Clinton Township, we're going to go out there. It's our East Side road trip, our restaurant road trip. We got it all covered.
Yep.
This will be week four. I don't know why I held up four fingers. It's radio. You can't see me.
Four.
Four. What do we get there tomorrow at London Fish and Chips?
Fish and chips, but ask for fries. Substitute.
If you guys don't know the story, by the way, keyword trip if you want to see any of the videos and make suggestions. We're doing this every week, just featuring local restaurants, having fun. And for the longest time, what would you do?
Up until I was like 25 years old, I would ask when I got fish and chips, I'd go, can I get fish and chips but fries instead of... And they'd be like, yeah, all right, and walk away. And then finally I realized nobody told me until I dated Heidi, like, what are you doing, man? Chips are French fries. That's just what they call them over there.
Although we have potato chips that come with
that's
stuff.
That's what so I thought.
I'm with you. I don't think that's out of, that. It's not. No. You're fine. You're fine.
Like, well, thank God nobody told me for 27 years.
Well, it's not like you say fish and chips and they bring out a John Poncherella on a motorcycle. A dated reference. So you... Okay, so we'll get fish and fries for you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Now, we have been told, and if anyone knows this guy, we've been told that the guy who runs the place is very cool, but kind of grumpy.
Yeah.
We've been warned about him.
Yeah, a little bit grumpy. Gotta get in with him. Get to know him a little bit.
So that's on you. You're going in tomorrow to make the order then.
Okay.
You sure?
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
Hey, no, walk in and just go, hey! We understand that you were, like, really grumpy.
Hey, you big meanie.
You big meanie. Come here, give me a hug. Give me some chips, too. Not the potato chips, the French fries, because I know what we're doing. All right, so we're heading out there tomorrow. If you still got suggestions, though, we'd love to hear from you, because we are mapping this out. We're going to be doing this for a while, man. So, restaurant road trip, week four tomorrow, London Fish and Chips.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Do you ever put vinegar on your fish and chips?
No, I've never done that. I know that's like the real thing. You put
I don't even know you. I don't even know you right now, Ryan.
I'm from America. It's tartar sauce, man.
Oh, God. We're doing this now. All right.
America.
America. I'll get the monster truck when we get out there tomorrow.
Y'all lost the war. You lost. Remember that one?
Big Jim's house.
CSX Big Jim's house here right around 940. Donnie coming in next. Great video. They went out to MLA City for the Workforce City of the Week.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Back, baby. Yeah, I love man. It.
Good to see Donnie and them out there doing that stuff, man. It's on our Facebook page for WCSX and also City of the Week. So Imlay City, hi there. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and I am not doing this to get you in trouble with your wife.
Okay.
I'm not. What percentage of Americans would rather watch TV with their dog than their partner?
Hmm.
If y'all don't know, Ryan and Heidi have a rescue dog. Danny DeVito from Detroit Dog Rescue. Wonderful pup.
I'm thinking about this. You know what? The only difference is Danny doesn't argue with me what we should watch.
So what percentage, first of all? What would you guess?
40%.
Nailed it. That's what it was.
Really?
40% on the nose. Now, the question is, who are you going to watch with? Heidi or Danny DeVito, your dog? The longer
Danny
you think,
DeVito.
Yeah, I was going to say, the longer you think about this, the worse it gets.
Well, because I could talk. I like talking about shows, like when shows are happening. I like talking about things during going on in the show.
Sure.
So I'm like one of those guys, and Heidi hates it. She gets so mad. Like, dude, stop talking. Just watch. Because I'll be like, oh, what I bet you this is going to happen. You know. And Danny doesn't argue with me about what show to watch, and he doesn't talk back to me when I comment on the show, do some commentary, in-show commentary. Okay.
So Heidi and I need to watch a movie together, and you need to come over to my house and watch a movie with Kathy, because you guys will get along swimmingly. Why is he doing that? I'm like, watch the movie. Why would he do that?
Yeah.
Like, why are you talking?
Well, now I'm watching Game of Thrones. She's watching it again with me, because she hasn't watched in a long time, but
right.
Some parts, you know, she remembers as they start happening. So me knowing that, I'll be like, he doesn't die right here, right? Just watch, Ryan. Well, why would he, though? You don't want, strategically, you don't want him to.
So you're just walking through.
And then I end up missing stuff, and I'm like, wait, what'd he say there? Stop talking, and you'll hear.
And the dog's looking at you going, wait a minute, you get upset when I lick my butt, and you're watching that? Really? Okay, really?
Okay.
So, there we go.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
All right, we're done. Donnie's coming in next. Of course, Power Lunch. By the way, Power Lunch yesterday, first song out of the gate was The Wait by the band.
Oh,
well played, nice. Donnie. Nice. And then Gimme 3 of 3 with Dave Dahmer. And the story, what was the one in his promo today? Oh, my God.
Something about an Asian fat man who gets in trouble.
No, there's something else in there, too. He's got some good ones.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dave Dahmer has got... Oh, it's Dahmer. We love him. That's why every time we listen intently to his promo that we run during our show, just to find out what weirdness he's got coming up this afternoon.
Yes.
This could be his best one.
Because the headline's
today.
Nothing beats right. A Dave Dahmer headline,
it's
man.
The best. It's the best, man. All right. We're back tomorrow. Battle of the Burbs Wednesday. 3 rounds of Battle of the Burbs. We'll do that. We're also getting ready tomorrow. We're going to be heading out to London Fish and Chips in Clinton Township.
Yep.
Got it. And I'll hopefully be doing an interview with Ringo Starr today.
Oh, nice.
Here's the problem. What are you going to ask Ringo Starr that he hasn't already been asked?
So what was it like being in the Beatles?
That's my point. He's got some new music coming out. It's really good stuff. But I was talking to you this morning going like, remember?
Chris Farley in it.
Remember when you played on the rooftop? That was cool. I don't know. So anyway, yeah, Ringo Starr will be on the show. Also, Thursday, just a note, Alice Cooper's birthday. We got something really cool in store, and we're going to spring it on Alice. I hope he likes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hope so.
We never thought that. We just assume he'll like this. Yeah, we never thought to ask that question, did we? Crap. All right. Well, Donnie's next. See you in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.